I always wanted to understand how things are happening and to understand how I always had to get to the why it was happening. So even back when my career started in the early 2000s, like 2000, 2001, doing a lot of reporting, because when my career started off in IT, even before IT, my career started as an account clerk. And having to understand, what was going on, understanding the payables part of the accounts payables part of the accounting, who are we paying off to, why payables wasn't balancing at the end of the month, it meant that maybe we didn't record a check or some sort of thing. Understanding those things, it always intrigued me. I always had that curiosity, that innate curiosity. So for me, trying to understand why it was happening, how it was happening, and then by extension, why, that curious mind always got the better of me. And when I actually was able to get those insights and like be like, wow, okay, this is it, then I was able to find solutions to prevent it or understand it better, fix it in some way, resolve or work with the situation. And then as time passed along in my career, I started off in accounts, the IT, doing time and management reporting. And back then it was just like taking, we had these clock cards that everybody had to swipe to get into the compound morning, well, every time in and out of the compound. So if you're going out for a break, if you're going out lunchtime, coming in the morning, leaving in the evening, and just monitoring time and attendance. It was just this big data dump or text file that I had to manipulate every day, and just getting those insights to find out when people were late. And late was like, if they were late, could be if they were like 1 minute past the clock in time. But then you had different categories. If they were within 1 to 15 minutes late, 16 to half an hour, that kind of thing. Doing that as well fascinated me. And in doing that, actually, I figured out how people were, they had other people swiping their cards for them and that kind of thing. And imagine doing, finding all these insights, doing, using Excel and these big text dumps. It always excited me. So it was always like, okay, I want to understand this. So what people might have thought was mundane and boring, I actually always thought was exciting. You can have the data and you can get insights from it, but being able to interpret that insights can make or break your decision-making process, in that you can make inaccurate decisions even though you have correct data. So that story that goes behind it, getting those insights and being able to tie that insights back to the data, and the way in which that story is conveyed impacts the end result, which is the decision that you're going to make. So a huge skill and something that I'm actually brushing up on this year, and my focus is on data storytelling, because quite rightfully so, data visualization and being able to transition where I was doing all these things via Excel and text files and stuff, then came along business intelligence and all these data visualization tools. I realized, and even now I'm seeing it, where people look at a dashboard, they look at all these charts and stuff, but they aren't able to interpret clearly what it means. And that's where the storytelling component comes into being.
Are you finding it difficult to create consistent marketing content? Are you uninspired or unsure what you could write or talk about? I am Ags and I interview entrepreneurs in order to help them create foundational content pieces. Here is what a previous client had to say about the experience.
I realized, it's more, much, much more than just writing. It was also a therapeutic experience for me. And I gained a sense of empowerment, sense of clarity. And I went, wow, I'm going to share this with the world and I'm doing it.
Would you like to know more? Check out houseofhives.com.